Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach and the author of The Art of Living a Life You Love. I'm excited to have Paul Miller as my guest today. Join us for 30 minutes of inspiration to go for your dreams and encouragement to live your music in your own unique ways. Hello, Paul. Are you there?
I sure am. How are you doing, Margot?
I'm doing great. I am so happy to have you on the show. I just am so excited to have people hear the song that I'm going to play by you. And I just want to say a really quick thank you also to Mandy Grossi and David Booth, because they both told me about you before I met you. And Mandy, I met on the San Francisco ferry on the way going from Larkspur to San Francisco to go see Gabby Bernstein in the city. And she told me about you and said, oh, I think he'd be great to have on your show. And then, you know, it just, you know how life gets busy, and I didn't do it. And then I ended up meeting David Booth through Vince and Kelly Mitchell, and he told me about you. And then that's when you sent me the music, your CDs, got this whole thing started. So I'm so happy to have you on the show, and you are such an example, a great example of someone who is living the music he hears calling him. So thank you.
Well, you're most welcome. And before we get started, I'd like to thank my wife, Jenny, for standing by me all these years and allowing this part of my life not to too much interfere with hers and really just being the great support she is. And I'd take this opportunity to thank her, because without her, this just wouldn't be. So at any rate, I hope she's listening in.
Well, hopefully she'll hear the replay if she's not listening live right now. I know what you mean, though. I mean, it really takes, when you're married, it takes being with someone, which I'm lucky to be able to say is true for me as well, who not only lets you be yourself, but encourages you to be who you are. And that is just such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I think that's just definitely what the definition of being a friend is right there.
Friends support you. And in order to stay married for a long time, the person has to be your friend, not just somebody that you are infatuated with, and especially not somebody that wants to control you or you want to control them. You know, which fits in perfectly with what we're going to be talking about today, about your song and about celebrating your music. I love that you're celebrating 50 years as a student of the guitar and 30 years as a songwriter. That is so cool. I love that.
It's just gone by in a flash. And just a little bit about that. When I had a day job, I noticed that in the morning time, the muse would come. And on my way to work, I'd be composing all these songs, and then I'd go home on my guitar and work them out. And it just dawned on me one day that who I was. And I knew eventually I'm a songwriter. And that's taken many forms. And that's kind of what this new project, Mystic River, is about. So doing quite a different direction.
Well, I haven't heard the other songs that are going to be on the new album, but I do know that I love the one that we're going to play today, and so we'll let people get a little bit more curious about it first. But I also just wanted to say that you have passions of music and fly fishing, so that fits in right with this river thing, right? I mean, does that have something to do with it?
Well, yeah. I think I started out fly fishing when I was 10 years old, and I actually came from a family of fly fishing people. And as life has taken me down the circuitous route, at first it was all about fishing, you know, when I go down to the river. But some years into it, I would go down to the river without my rods and just sit by the river. And it was kind of, as I went along in life, it kind of became like the Buddha sitting on the riverbank and taking it all in. and listening to the river. And also, you know, sometimes you're carrying your troubles down, and you realize that the river in some way is trying to communicate to you a certain way of flowing and letting it go. And it's kind of like it doesn't come in the English language. You just have a sense of peace. And it's kind of the river teaches you to open up and listen and don't be so self-involved, I guess is probably what it all gets about. And it's kind of like the transformation of yourself and being able to accept healing.
I love that. I know Abraham Hicks talks about life going with the flow of the stream. I don't know if they call it a river. Sometimes they might call it a river. But they talk about putting your boat in the stream and about not trying to paddle upstream, to turn the boat downstream and enjoy the journey on the river instead of trying to paddle upstream. And so many people, it seems like, even if they're pointing their boat downstream, what they're doing is they're paddling really hard because they want to get there really quickly. And that's, to me, I mean, that's part of why I wrote my book. The subtitle of it is Enjoy the Journey and Share and Celebrate Your Success, because the thing is that it's the journey. It's enjoying the journey of your life that makes it so awesome.
Yeah, I think probably I'll have to read that book, and I hear a lot of Gandhi in that idea there. And I see life as a river. I see it, you know, in many ways, a journey. And I think that the analogy of swimming upstream just nails it. We tend to try to control it, what we can't control. And the second we just start to go with the river, we're in a lot better shape. And this album really, like I said, takes different ways of looking and explores ourselves and explores nature. Want to say one thing about this, and I think they'll hear this in the recording, is I was very much inspired by my friends, too, to do this album. And Ian DeGaulle, the percussionist, a well-known percussionist here in Marin, and Robert Powell, well-known producer and guitarist here. And they've been after me for a couple of years to put this album together. And so what's different really about this album is that instead of me running the show here, they've all participated as producers, musicians, and it's a group effort. So also pianist Dan Zimmelman from Marin here, and Deborah Winters on vocals too, and Paul McCandless on woodwind instruments. And I really have to say, I can't remember doing a project of where so many people have, it wasn't just doing a part, this came from their hearts, and they very much understand the project. So I just really have to say hats off to them, because without them, you know, we wouldn't have this project. But we inspired each other, and like I said, Robert Powell and Ian DeGaulle really had a big hand in getting me out of my chair to do this.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, a creative collaboration. That is so wonderful. And we can do it. I've been thinking a lot about Louise Hay saying, I can do it. And she's had her I Can Do It conferences for a long time. But, you know, really in life, it's teamwork that makes dreams work. And so, you know, we can do it is really what I think the theme needs to be from now on for people, is to realize that it's so much more fun and so much more creative when you collaborate with other people who are loving and kind and enjoying life than it is to try and do it all by yourself.
Oh, yeah. I and especially with the folks I just mentioned, they're all like-minded people in that way. I think we all share the basic common interest about life and being real. And so I think that is, and you know, I also think too, one thing I want to point out too is being able to have somebody tell you, yes, I think you did a great part, or on the opposite, I think you need to do it over again. And having that kind of feedback, and my wife, I think, is my biggest critic that way, and I listen because I find that invaluable. Because when you're creating music, you're doing it to play to an audience that's going to listen to this. So if that audience, I found a number of things, if they can't get in touch with it, or if they can't sing it back to you, then you've kind of missed the mark. And so we do music to share. And you're really taking your clothes off in front of people by sharing, because you're telling them who you are, and
right.
that's a big thing. So I think that's exhilarating when you're able to do that with music, you know, and show people who you are.
I love that word, exhilarating, and you're right, it is exhilarating. Now, in the song, you're the vocalist in the song, right? Who's singing
that's right.
in the song? You are.
That
okay. I just wanted to make sure that I didn't want to be guessing wrong.
No.
All right. Well, I think we've gotten people curious enough about it, and I'd really love to play the song, River Song, and then talk about it a little bit more after we play the song. And just so everyone will know, the song is 4 minutes and 54 seconds, and this is River Song by Paul Miller.
rose by, a beginning and an end.
Paul, that is such a beautiful song.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah,
that song's about transformation and it's actually like making a decision to edit what you need to edit kind of in your life or out of your life, and to be with the moving and move with it, because sitting still, the river doesn't sit still, it moves. And that's part of the lesson right there, is to keep moving and trust in that, you know, trust that things work themselves out with you having to try so darn much to do it. So that's what it is. You know, and I'm a quick learner. It only took me 60 some odd years to learn that. So
I know what you mean.
Oh,
I know
goodness.
What you mean.
So, yeah, that's kind of, I just felt that that was the song that codifies, you know, what the spirit of this album was about. And it's kind of just realizing this is the moment to get on with it and let go. So, and find, you know, and just let it carry you instead of trying to push the river. And any rate, this has been a huge lesson in my life.
I love that. That is so totally exactly how I live life and how I encourage the readers of my book and the coaching clients that I have to live their life, is to enjoy the journey of their life. And excuse me. I think this is a good time right now, speaking of the listeners, for them to think about the questions I love to ask them during the show. What music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. Oh, and it is a beautiful planet. It has so much great about it. And the more I found the more I focus on what is great and what is good, the more of it I seem to notice and the more it expands. Have you found that to be true too?
Oh, exactly. And with all this, especially with all this political mess that's going on, is you can be consumed by all the things that you shouldn't be consumed by. And I think in this day and age, with the digital world we're living in, it's a lot harder to, because you're constantly being bombarded. And I think, and that's in part why I spend a lot of my time on the river. One thing I wanted to point out to the listeners here too, is that you heard birds and moving water on that particular tune. That is actually present in different ways throughout this album, and that the birds and the water there was recorded on the Trinity River in Northern California. And I happened to be there at the right moments when the birds were having one heck of a conversation in the summer. So I brought out my little Zoom recorder and I said, I've got to grab this. Generally speaking, in between songs on this CD, you'll hear crickets, you'll hear birds, you'll hear water, and you'll hear one of my favorite things to listen to, which is chimes. And some interludes by people on percussion, just by themselves. So it's I hope that will really feed everybody, and they'll love it.
I love that idea. I totally do. I love the sounds of water, the various ways that water can be, whether it's in a stream or a waterfall or just even splashing around in a pool. All the different sounds that you can get with water are just, and waves coming up onto the shore of the beach, just all of those different sounds of water. And then birds singing. I love the sound of birds singing. So I'm sure that that's going to be really wonderful. And I can't think of an album that I have, and I have a lot of them, where any of them have that in it. So I think this is going to be a first.
I think so, too. I don't know. As we
for
started
me,
to
anyway.
Do this, we thought to ourselves, you know, I don't think I've ever heard anything like this before, too. And by the way, too, this album kind of covers from kind of the indigenous peoples also, and I just wanted to mention that, is that a lot of times when I've been on a river, especially when I'm in Alaska and British Columbia, you feel the presence while you're on those rivers of the ancient indigenous people who live there speaking to you in just different ways. And so what we've tried to do is capture that on this record too. So, and also, as we've taken it as far down as Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, with a tune called Despedida, which kind of covers the feel down there, and Tierra del Fuego is kind of a moonscape with a river, the Rio Grande River, going through it. So the name of it's Despedida, and it's in honor of a lodge that is down there that I visited, and I felt that I wanted to place a song that would really fit the area and also honor that lodge, because it was just a wonderful couple of weeks I spent there.
I love that. That's a great way to do it. What a nice way to say thank you is by writing a song for someone. That's got to be one of the best ways to thank someone and to express your feelings, because one of the things that I love about music and songs and singing and all of it is that you have the lyrics, you have the words, you have the feeling, you have the music, you have all of those combined together, and people can listen to it over and over and over again, and like maybe reading a book or even hearing someone speak, you can do it over and over again. So to have it be really uplifting and positive messages that you're listening to. We were talking earlier about editing things out of your life, and one of the things that we all have to be really careful to do is to be careful what we watch and what we listen to and what we read and what we think about, because we are getting bombarded with all kinds of messages that people want us to hear. And so, you know, to choose to have peaceful and joyful things to hear is, I think, a really important part of living a happy and inspired life.
Yeah. In songwriting, you know, it's funny, but I kind of view putting a song together as like building a ship in a bottle, you know, so to speak. And
I love
that. It's really fascinating because there are so many elements to it, and it's kind of like, you know, when we were younger, I used to watch people build model ships or this or that. Mm-hmm. It took a lot of work, and it took a lot of thinking to put things together, and I think that songwriting is something that takes that kind of detail, concentration to do, and I get my inspiration from just about everything I encounter in life. One of the things too, if you write a song about love, people automatically think, oh, that's about you. Well, no, sometimes it's about an emotion that you grab from somebody else and you see into their life, you know, but you're familiar with it. And so I can't begin to tell you about how many times that, you know, that the song is not about me. It's about somebody else or something that I've encountered that's familiar and needs to be said. So you just get your inspiration from everywhere. And what I try to do is, especially right now, it's so difficult to block out the negative vibes that are going on and to detach yourself from it, because in the end it's just awful. So we want to go forward, and we want to be creative. You know, we don't want to be dragged down by any of that. So
There's only one thing that you said that I kind of disagree with, and that's the fact that it's hard. I mean, if what we tell ourselves becomes true. So how about we just say it's a challenge, and it is a huge challenge.
Boy, I'll say.
but that way at least we feel challenged to find creative ways to get around it and to fill our time with things that are good, that are uplifting, that, you know, where we can make a difference. I just got inspired this morning, for example, to post a message on either my Facebook timeline or the coach page. I don't remember which one it was. I post slightly different things on them. But I asked the question, are you a critic or a creator? And I already had gotten some interesting responses for that this morning. And the thing I realized, though, is that if you're a critic, you're basically criticizing what other people are creating. But if you're a creator, you're out there creating. You're so busy creating that you don't have time and interest in going around criticizing what other people are doing. How do you feel about that?
Well, I spend most of my time creating, and I just think that I'm probably addicted to it. So I'm hopelessly addicted to it. And
what a good thing to be addicted to, though.
Yeah.
A positive addiction.
Yeah, I think how bad can it be? If it puts a smile on your face and you feel that you've done the best that you can, and I think that's part of it, too, is that none of this comes easy. It takes work. And you have to, that's the part of it. You have to love the work about the process about going about music and finding it and getting to the core of what the feeling is about. And you know, this is my, like I said, my 30th year in songwriting, and I only feel now that it takes a long time to be able to touch the real heartbeat and to get closer to yourself and have no fear of expressing yourself. And I think your point's well taken. You know, it's easy to slip onto the side of criticizing or being a critic and that type of thing, and I'm guilty as anybody of going there. But like I said, I think that I've dedicated my life to this, and I see that farther down the road we'll be producing kind of the second River album, and this one is going to explore kind of the Delta region of America and the South, and we've actually already put some of those songs together. And this is kind of about what I would call more of a back porch type of album, which Robert Powell and I have really spent some time exploring. And we have kind of a vault of tunes that we are dedicating to the next project. So, that extent,
Paul,
we're...
I love that, but we only have a minute left of the show. The time has just flown by. And so I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. And hopefully, I think listening to what you're saying is going to get some of the people out there to decide to go and create something. Because whatever you're creating, it helps you feel more joy. So, you know, thank you so much for creating your song and for being on my show and for living your music in your own way.
All right. Well, thanks for having me today, and love to all.
Oh, I really appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And I want you to get out there and live your music. Do something fun today. Live your music in any little small way that you can today. Well, thanks again, Paul. And I look forward to getting the whole album this fall.
All righty. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now, everyone.